Last week, the Muckleshoot Indian Tribe finalized its purchase of Emerald Downs, Auburn's thoroughbred racetrack. It's pretty exciting for one fan.
It's exhilarating. It's fun. It's fast.
You don't necessarily have to gamble to come out and enjoy your day at the track. The horses themselves are beautiful. You have the jockeys in the silks. You have Mount Rainier in the background. They have a park there. It just gets in your blood.
That's Doug Moore, Executive Secretary at the Washington Horse Racing Commission. He'll be the first to tell you, though, that the industry is struggling. Moore told KUOW's Marcy Silman the tribe's purchase of Emerald Downs brings him hope.
They see the potential is there to grow again, and I think it says a lot about that horse racing is still alive, and they're willing to make the investment to keep it alive.
We have seen numbers of racing horses down in the state, and some of the profits from the track are down. What actually started that decline?
Well, the sale of Long Acres in 92 and the lack of racing in the Puget Sound, a lot of owners and breeders got out of the business in the four-year hiatus that there was no racing. And then when Emerald Downs opened in 96, it coincided with the lottery, tribal gaming was introduced, the house bank card rooms, and the competition for the wagering dollar and entertainment dollar. It all kind of was a perfect storm to hurt the industry.
How do you see the difference between that kind of gambling and what happened at Long Acres or what happens at Emerald Downs?
Well, it's a different kind of gambling. The house bank card rooms, the tribal casinos, you're playing exactly against that, against the house. You could have 10 people sitting at a blackjack table and nobody's a winner. You come out to Emerald Downs and you're wagering against every other person out there. You're not wagering against the house. The house takes a portion out of every dollar, but the rest of it goes back. There's a winner every race. There's always a winner. And there's some you have to handicap. There's a publication available that tells you every horse that's in the race, what they've done in the past, and you have to sit there and look at that, digest that information, and try to figure out who you think will win. It's an intellectual type of gaming rather than pushing a button.
Well, it's interesting then to think about this industry being in decline. Just how far has it sunk from its heyday?
Well, since 2004, we've declined 40% in wagering, and that's directly as a result of the competition. But the handle, which is what is wagered each day, is still supporting the amount of racing that we have in the state.
I'm with Doug Moore, who is the Executive Secretary of the Washington State Horse Racing Commission. You are clearly an avid fan, and this is a passion for you, but what does it matter statewide if the horse racing industry survives or not?
Well, it's an economic impact. The money that goes into horse racing in the state is not just what you see at Emerald Downs. You have owners and breeders that have farms across the state, not only in the Puget Sound, but in the Yakima Valley and the Spokane area. You have your vendors that are growing the hay and the oats and selling the hay and oats. There's 300 or 400 people employed on the backside during a live racing. It provides a lot of jobs, and it provides a lot of economic positives for the state.
I haven't been to the track in many, many years, but I remember it being a fun experience. But still, facts are facts. It's an industry, at least here in Washington State, and I do suspect in other states of the nation, that is in decline. So realistically, how much longer do you think horse racing will be around?
I believe with the introduction of the Muckleshoots into the industry, I think we have a bright future and we're going to be around for a long time.
Doug Moore, Executive Secretary of the Washington Horse Racing Commission, speaking with KUOW's Marcy Silman.